America at the end of it. Just because we put up some borders, because that goes back to tribal days before anybody even knew there was a border. You lived over the mountain. You were the other. Well, you know, the other is all part of humanity. If people want to be part of humanity, there's no form they fill out. We judge them by how they treat humanity. When we look at a government that doesn't treat their people right, we rise up and we say, you're being a dictator, you're killing your people. Humanity, we talk about it at the UN and the rest of it. Well, now it's come home to roost. We have a government here who's trying to kind of tell us that we're apart from everything else, and we have our national interest. As I've said before, that's bullshit. We have a man who's illegally the president, as I've said. He broke election law. He disqualified himself. Once we get that across and everybody understands it, I hope that before we even get to the 2020 election, everybody gets the point that even if he's sitting in that office, he's there illegally. He is invalid by his own hand, period. So when I look at it, the man is going around, they keep talking on the front where everybody he hopes is paying attention while he's putting his hand in our pocket, the U.S. Treasury, and our actual pockets by what he makes us pay for goods and services. Remember, I've told you, the GDP is goods and services. So when he puts a tariff on things that are coming here, China's not paying it. He's not hurting them. He didn't set up an alternative source to supply us these products. He ends up making us pay more for it, even if the companies kind of bury it a little bit. So those tariffs are paid in what we pay for the goods and services that are coming out of China. Those tariffs go right in our treasury. They don't go to China. We pay them when we buy the thing, and it has to shift from the corporation who may have kept little things as extra profits, so now they're eating part of it because they can't raise the price too quickly. They'll kill a market. Us will wonder, what are they doing to us? So the tariffs go right into the treasury. Those big corporations that by greed move things offshore rather than develop the things here that we may need. He loves it because the more you put in the treasury he looks at as his own cookie jar. I'm happy to see that a lot of the major reporters and people who I have respect for their abilities finally in the last few months stopped talking about him learning to be president and acting more presidential. He never wanted to do that. He wanted to have more control, absolute control, which is what he's doing, disregarding laws and people, Congress and the rest of it. And he's basically saying what he always did throughout his thing, challenge me. Take me to court. I'll keep you tied up forever, and then we'll make a settlement, and I'll walk away with my money, and you won't get everything you want. This is the way the man operated. He never operated a business to complete something, but to be a stream of money for him. His father taught him how to play with money when his father built his real estate empire in New York City. He got rid of all of that because he's never really done that many good projects. So now we're left with a man who wants to keep pulling money out of the treasury, out of the cookie jar. And by putting those tariffs, he causes us to include money in the product we buy that even if the corporations don't raise the price, they have to send that chunk over to the treasury, more in the cookie jar for him to grab. Finally, I've been telling you guys for close to 6, 9 months, a year, that this is what he's doing in the background. He's setting it up. It became so evident when they talked about he couldn't go because he had to be here in case the storm wrecked the U.S. He couldn't not be available to help us. His help we don't need. And then they found out he was going to a private golf club to play over the weekend. By the way, all you churchgoers, and I love God, period, from the day I was born till the day I die, just as I love my country. But they are two separate things. This man, you don't find them on Sunday morning in church praying to a God because, remember, he's all-seeing and all-knowing. He even has said that God sent him or he believes that he was sent. We really don't need him. They could take him back, put him on a shelf. We'd be happier. So the man, all these great commentators are finally seeing that this man has been going in the back because he sent Pence to Ireland to go to Dublin because he couldn't go for that trip. So what has everybody seen if they've listened to any news on any channel? Look it up. Pence was not staying in Dublin where the prime minister is and visiting with him. He stayed 181 miles away. Why did he stay there? Because his boss basically told him, you will stay at my new resort, which is losing millions of dollars and is unpopular. So one, we've all heard, if we read any kind of news, that he's been going up and back 181 miles in each direction to meet with the head of Dublin, but he's kept all these people at Trump's resort. Remember, I told you, this president in his first 2 years spent over 30% of his days not in the White House, at his companies, his resorts, Mar-a-Lago, Doral, Bedminster, whichever one. But when he went there, we got charged. That's the man who said, I don't need your money. I'm rich. I'm wealthy. We can find that one. It's one of his famous lies. So he's been reaching in the Treasury by charging them for his stay, for the Secret Service, for the people he takes along. He brings his whole family. We pay for everything. Do we go on vacation 30% of our time in a given year? We can't even afford to take a vacation sometimes. So average Americans, if you think this man is doing something for you, all he's doing is picking your pocket. So let's look at what he's doing, because he says he's keeping his campaign promises. He loves the one about the wall because he first got you excited that Mexico's going to pay for it. Anybody, and I've been in Mexico many times, I've dealt with the government. They are, as I said, part of the Americas. They are part of us. They are in our culture. They are in our heritage. We need to work with each other. They represent the force to be done at a border that has to be shared properly, just like the EU finally copied what we did over 200 years ago when they formed the European Union. They said, hey, you know those people who left us and went to that place that they call America? They took us 13 colonies, and look what they did. They built it into this dynamic country. So they're trying to do the same thing. We are getting stupid and forgetting what we did, and we want to build hard borders so we sit by ourselves, even though we get everything shipped in so they can keep the profits offshore, and we have to fund the Treasury more while people make more profits and don't pay taxes that we funded. Again, Trump bragged about we're going to have the greatest and cleanest air. That's a campaign promise. Why don't we walk around with signs, keep your promises? Mitch McConnell, hold votes. Because when you hold a vote, you bring a bill up. He said just last week, Mitch McConnell, he said, I'll bring a bill to the floor if I know the president is for it. What he just said is, I'm a lackey of the president. Unless he tells me he's going to sign it, I'm not going to bring it up. And guess what? We will go to the one that proves that Mitch McConnell doesn't give a crap what the president wants. Mitch McConnell decides what's good for him. Not for us, not for the president, but Mitch McConnell. We got to get rid of all of these guys because we're paying them money to not serve us. So Trump said clean air. Then he goes ahead and he gets rid of every regulation that takes care of our air and water. He opens up areas where people can now use the waters for manufacturing and things. As I've said to you before, do you see these companies, now that he deregulated all of these things that protect our air and water, do you see them lowering the price that we pay for the goods or services? Because now they don't have to meet those regulations. That's what happens in true economics. But in Trump economics, he knows he's giving them a gift of more money, so they give him more in his reelection campaign. We don't need them. It doesn't matter how much they spend. You all have to remember, when it comes to election day, get everybody you need. If you have to pick them up and carry them to the booth, get your friends, your grandmothers, your everybody. Nobody has a reason not to vote. We have tons of reasons to vote, unless we want this man to keep picking our pockets till we're wearing nothing. So, clean air, that's one thing. Where is he keeping that promise, okay? Then you had the man saying that he wanted to give us better health care. We heard that from the Republicans before he got elected for 6 years, where they fought Obama, where he did get a health act. He did something that not he wanted, we needed. Because you can go way back to the Clinton era when we were talking about health. Hillary was then the first lady. But the president knew she was smart enough. He gave her a task to work on that. She put together stuff. Basically, if you go back and read it, it boiled down to, they said, wait a minute, nobody elected her. Why are we listening to her health plan? She was presenting something that they could debate. Congress needs to bring a bill to the floor and discuss it, amend it, correct it. That's what we pay them to do. Not to sit there and when Mitch decides the president's willing to sign this or I'm willing to give him that because he's promised me something. No. That's not how a government's supposed to work. We have been handicapped by people who are ripping us off for their own private gain. We must vote. It's going to be another year plus till we get to the election. They're probably hoping we're going to get worn out and not go out there. We don't care who's in. I just don't want to hear anymore. Trump has been electioneering since the beginning of his first term. In his first 2 years, he held a total of at least 50 election rallies. Excuse me, you just got elected. Why aren't you doing things? You got into office and said it's a mess. Why aren't you working on the mess? The only mess is what he has created. So I'm angry, but I'm happy that people in the news media at major talk shows have finally recognized that he's not learning to be the president. He's not figuring out how it works. He's just in the background taking more and more money because as he shifts it, my alter ego will speak about it, but he got $3.6 billion that he's taken out of basically the military budget and a little bit of FEMA, which he's redirecting to the wall. Now, he doesn't give a crap about the wall. The wall means that if he has that money under his control, he gives the contracts to people who then owe him something. So through the back door, you may not see them handing him money, but they will either donate to his campaign. They will help do some things. This is quid pro quo at its most essential basic form, period. That's why he wants control of that money to build the wall. There's going to be money in that that's going to go over to his benefit. He already told us a couple of weeks ago he's willing to send all the ISIS terrorists that we don't have back to Europe. He's threatening them. He's just going to ship them back. So think about this. This is a man who wants to protect us from terrorism, from people who are wearing sandals and have blisters and have children that are walking 1,000 miles to come in the country. He wants to send terrorists back to their country without getting anything. Don't give me a prisoner exchange. What is he going to do? At the same time, he keeps these poor people in these detention centers longer than you need to, because every day he keeps them, it's the same thing as when he goes to his resorts. The government has to pay that contractor for those people staying at those detention centers. Those corporations owe him something that he's made sure they understand. You're going to give me donations or whatever through the back door that he gets his piece. In the old days when I was a kid on the streets of New York, if you borrowed from a shark on the street, it was called vigorish. They charged you interest rates because you couldn't go in a bank. This man is charging us for him being there and ripping our government apart, doing nothing for us and putting money in his pocket. So I'll let my alter ego talk about it, but with Obamacare, he wants to get rid of it. But you know what? This thing that's heading toward the Supreme Court, he's stuck with an interesting conundrum. The insurance companies don't want to necessarily pay the bill. They want the federal government to foot a lot of the bill for things that hadn't been finalized in the last number of years. At the same time, he knows he's filling a cookie jar that he only wants his hand reaching in. So he may not want the insurance companies to win this suit in the Supreme Court, which may mean he'd want the Affordable Care Act to stay there so he has more money to steal from us. I know it sounds crazy, but this is reality. This is what he's doing. So he's going to be, there's not a rock and a hard place for him. There's only one place. His mind says, what puts more money in my pocket? Understand that every time you see him speak, when you see him wearing his cap, when he comes on now and he's relaxed, he puts on that new USA cap. He wants to show you he's got a new model. All his stuff is made in China. No tariffs on it. But every time you buy a new T-shirt from him or a MAGA hat or anything else, USA, 45, yeah. He wants us to buy his trinkets. It puts lots of money in his pocket, period. So what happened with Pence staying in another place at his resort, put millions of dollars into his resort company that is losing money over in Ireland. Because again, it's another failed project. But he doesn't want his project to succeed. He just wants it to be a vehicle to put cash in his pocket. Success is not what he wants. He's bankrupted many of his own projects just to walk away from it and not have to bother. He doesn't know how to run anything. He knows how to pick pockets. Very good at it. So keep thinking it. Tell him we want your hand out of our cookie jar. We want you to keep your promises. Forget the damn wall. He promised affordable health care. He has no replacement. If they get rid of it, we'll have more chaos, and he'll blame the Democrats or whatever. He'll always give you someone else to blame. There's one blame, him. The Republican Senate under McConnell is doing the same thing. Let the alter ego speak about a number of these issues that are happening out there. But right now, that $3.6 billion that he's gotten from the military budget and some FEMA money, over 20% of it comes from two locations where he's reallocated the money. One is Puerto Rico. The other one is Guam. He didn't even know Puerto Ricans were citizens of our country for over 100 years. So these territories are losing their money. We talk about veterans' benefits. I'm a veteran. I chose to serve my country and would again, and I believe that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to serve my country from all enemies, domestic and foreign. He's aligning himself with foreign enemies. He is a domestic enemy. So when you look at it, he's not waiting about veterans' benefits after you're done and after you're disabled. He already has three guys, I told you, from Mar-a-Lago, screwing with that $200 billion budget, putting money in his pocket. What he's done is now taking money away from projects that benefit our working military, the people who go to these assignments and go into these firefights and these special ops. Their children need new schools. They're being taught in not even substandard places. So we are depriving our own military. So do we want our military knowing that we're not taking care of their family while they're on the battlefield, while they're in uniform? Not like me, who's out of uniform. I stand with my brothers and sisters in the military. They should all understand, never vote for this man. He's taken money away from you because it benefits him, no matter what he tells you. So now I'll let my alter ego speak, but 20% of that 3.6 comes out of Guam and Puerto Rico.
Thank you. I don't really know what more to say since the host kind of discussed it for a long period of time, the diverted defense spending for the wall that we are paying for, military families are paying for in multiple states. And I'll just read off the states. Puerto Rico, $403 million. Guam, $257 million. New York, $160 million. New Mexico, $125 million. Alaska, $102 million. Alaska, $102 million. Virginia, $89 million. North Carolina, $80 million. Maryland, $67 million. Kentucky, $63 million. Utah, $54 million. I find Kentucky quite interesting since Mitch McConnell just took pay-to-play money from Russia, $450 million. That's the reason why he doesn't want to make sure that our elections are secure, because he's in the pockets of the Russians, just like Trump is. So I would say to people in Kentucky, since you believe in your Republican Party so much, that you should be asking Mitch McConnell to make sure that he replaces the $63 million that your president is taking away from you for the things that are needed. These are defense spending, your families, the troops that are fighting. You know, there are a lot of people who support Trump today who've never been in the military, would never go into the military, have never defended their country. They're really, in a way, in my mind, unpatriotic. But they support a man who was too cowardly to serve his country and two inept sons who've never supported this country. But they've benefited a lot over the years and continue to benefit. So I'm one of those people that when somebody says, thank you for your service, I kind of smirk, because if you didn't serve, why are you thanking anybody for their service? You should go in and serve your country. Do something. Clean the floors. Utah is going to get $54 million chopped off. Louisiana, $39 million. Texas, $39 million. Hawaii, $32 million. And Arizona, $30 million. Of course, the states that he is angry with, he's taking more money off. And the states that he doesn't like, brown people or people who speak another language other than English, by the way, it's only Spanish because he has no problems with the Europeans. Those are the ones that he's cutting funding. This is not a good thing to do for the simple reason that the money was allocated to really make right some of the deficiencies that have happened in military bases across the globe and even here in the U.S. I note very interestingly that Florida was not on the list. And so I find that interesting. Florida has some issues with the base at MacDill Air Force Base. I've golfed there, I can tell you. I know some of the problems with the housing, et cetera. So I noted that the state that he absolutely believes he's going to win, he has not touched. It's also the state who wasn't really touched by the storm, but they're going to get $200 million because the governor did the job he should be doing and not charging the federal government for. But because he did his job to make sure that there were shelters, he now wants reimbursement for that. But there's a lot of reimbursements that haven't taken place in the state of Texas, for instance, in that little town where mostly Hispanics reside, where he has held rallies and have decided not to pay them for the cost of the protection that the police department had to give. So we have that. The other thing that I want to talk about, and my co-host has mentioned before, was the issue of these children. The children that under the DACA and DAPA program are able to come in here and get medically needed treatment. We're not talking about coming because you have a hip problem or glaucoma in your eyes. We're talking life-threatening treatment that they need. These children, of course, are now going to be deported, even though a lot of them have been used by our doctors and scientists to come up with some cure for them. If you are a parent, I don't understand how you could sit by and think that this is okay, because I support St. Jude's Hospital and some other hospitals, and there are tons of kids who have cancer and life-threatening diseases, and when you look at those parents and you see how they feel, you gave birth to this child, and now your child may not be around. And a lot of us are supporting the treatment, by the way, so that it can be for free. How is this any different? Just because that child doesn't look like you, how could it be any different than your own child who may be going through cancer or spina bifida or some disease that's going to make it difficult for them? I think that Americans really need to sit back and start thinking about what they're doing and what they're thinking. And I specifically take a lot of umbrage with religious people who want to preach Jesus, God, whatever the heck it is they believe in, but they have absolutely no mercy, no empathy, because racism and their fear of others and their dislike of others override what they should be actually doing for humankind. And I'm not talking about giving free medical to everybody. I'm talking about these children. And if you look at the Affordable Health Care Act and you look at the DACA program, immigrants who are illegal in this country are not eligible for medical treatment. And immigrants who are green card holders have to wait 5 years, work 5 years, pay taxes like a U.S. citizen does, before they're eligible for any of these programs. And I encourage people, you have got to start reading what these laws are and stop listening to talking points. I mean, I don't understand why people get all riled up. You know what? I was an immigrant. I'm an American citizen now. Prior to that, I held the green card. I have worked all my life in this country and never took any public assistance of any kind, even when I was out of work. Do you think that's fair that I am feeding the coffers of everybody else who is somehow getting these services? I'm talking Americans now. And yet you think I shouldn't get any benefits from the federal or state government when I pay taxes just like you? That's what green card holders do. They work and they pay taxes. Social Security, Medicare, unemployment. That's what they do. Unlike whatever the heck Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, the Breitbart News, Fox News wants to tell you. It's so easy for you to go and find this information out. I don't understand why the American public are just living in the moment and not really thinking about what these guys are saying to you.
Let me quickly say, I just want to expand on what my older ego was talking about with the children or people, because they're not old children. Some of them are adults who are in these research programs. A lot of diseases that we've discovered that are out there, they're not held widely. So you're not going to see a big telethon. Jerry Lewis is not around anymore saying, you know, muscular dystrophy or something. We are always generous. We believe in helping people. We believe in curing sicknesses. Well, the sickness of mental blindness is something we as humans suffer from too often. Just as everybody thanks me when they find out I served in the military, and again, I feel I'm serving my country as much with what I'm doing right now and what I'm doing with my filings with the federal government, with the election commission, because I feel we've been taken over by a hostile power, period. So when you look at these people who agree to participate in the program, they are willing because they know they're going to lose their life. The countries they come from, there's nobody who can treat them. There's not necessarily sufficient research being done. So these people are volunteering, just as I did to serve my country, to serve us by going into these programs and being a human guinea pig for the research. They showed this 7-year-old girl who's 24 now and graduated college. If they take her off the program, she's dead. The meantime, we may get something out of her, not just the research, which may save your child, your uncle, your aunt, your grandmother, your grandson, your niece, whoever. We don't know what diseases are in our DNA sometimes till we grow up. And then we start running around when it becomes us, and we suddenly say, well, how can you treat it? Why has nobody done anything? These programs have been doing things where they've put money. You could look at a lot of big foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, the Gates. They like to put money into certain research. Now we're saying these people who are willing to put their life on the line for them to maybe survive, but for us to learn, for us to eradicate or make a disease not kill you. They are also serving our country, just as I have and just as I am. So when you look at them, you don't have to say thank you for your service. You have to carry a sign, leave them alone, because he wants to divert them so that he can have more money to play with. He is totally a selfish child. Back to my alter ego.
I want to go back to some of the deportations that are taking place. I will say this. I truly believe if you're an illegal, I don't care who the heck you are, black, white, pink, yellow, European, Canadian, etc., you should come through the normal channels. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is a country who has decided that they're going to racially determine who's illegal. So if I'm white European and I come from Canada and I'm illegally here, it's okay because I'm white. If I'm not white and I come from a country like the Bahamas or Africa or whatever the heck it is, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Illegal is illegal. Why is it that the American public have no problems with the HB1 visas that are giving out to Indians and Filipinos and Chinese who are taking all your high-paying jobs, but you're upset over people picking the vegetables that you eat because you won't do it, or because the companies, hear me well, America, you get upset about illegals, why aren't you upset about the companies and the federal laws that allow the companies to hire illegals? They don't just come in and decide to go to a company and sit there and start working. You should be angry at the companies that are doing this to you. And you should be angry at the representative that you vote for that are doing this to you. Not the person who got the job from those people, by the way, including the president that you support. How is it that you disregard that he and his family make their products in China while they're telling you that the Chinese are hurting us? The Chinese are not hurting America. Are you telling me that every CEO is an idiot? Every CEO that went to China took their jobs over there because they did not want to pay you, the American worker, a decent salary. So they took the business over there. Nobody forced them, and they kept their money over there. But you're angry at the country, and you're not angry at the people who actually are doing this to you. You need to shift your perspective and start looking at the companies, the CEOs that are doing this, the politicians that are doing this, who are making deals when they take these little trips overseas and make agreements with these countries and these companies overseas. Why are senators going overseas making deals? Why are governors of state going overseas and making deals with these countries and these companies over there? Do they not think that you can support your own economy? I am not for not having globalization because I have read history. And if you bother to look up history, you would see that's how Germany failed, Russia failed. And I can name Italy and all these countries with dictators like Donald Trump who've decided, oh, we're going to alienate everybody because we can do it on our own. Well, what did that give Germany? A war that was costly? A people that had nothing and no industry left? Same thing with Russia. The difference with Russia is that Putin, has Donald Trump, his spy, his worker, whatever the heck is going on between these two guys, feeding him the money that he and the oligarchs keep outside of the country. And they're like most dictators, whether it's Central America, North America, or Europe, they keep their population poor. They keep their countries from developing. Actually, I don't know why they do that, because they can continue stealing like they do here in the U.S. We have the same thing here. But the difference is that they make Americans believe and feel they have something because they own a little house, they have a little car, or whatever the case might be. So I just want you guys to start thinking about where your anger, where you should be looking at in terms of whatever you feel is being taken away from you.
Let's focus on the UK for a second, because this is happening all over, and historically it's happened before. Boris Johnson was around when they were pushing the referendum and trying. He was one of the guys who wanted to break away from the EU. These are the type of people he wanted to become prime minister at some point and take over and have this sovereign country who he could do what he wants with it. This is what an authoritarian person does. People who have skills and understand that we're all part of the human race. And I've dealt with lots of these people from countries all over this planet. One-on-one, when you talk to them and they understand, it has nothing to do with just education, but being I hate to say it, there's a Yiddish term that's been used all over the world, a mensch. A mensch is someone who cares about people, who does things because he knows it affects people and he doesn't hurt people. Look up Milton Hershey, the guy who started the Hershey bars and Hershey, Pennsylvania. There is a mensch. There's a man who said, I want to keep my employees happy. I want them to work here. I don't need all the money. I need to share it. Look up Milton Hershey. Look at his story. He struggled. But when he made it, he didn't keep everything himself. He built a town for his workers and the rest of it. Some people could say he wanted to use them. Yeah, you know what? Wherever we work, we're being used. But when they share it with you, if you think about it, companies that have employees participating in the profit, and I've looked at these plans all over in different countries. They have different ways. In fact, in Mexico, it used to be part of the law, and it made everybody feel happy that whatever profit a company made, it had to give a certain amount toward the group that were just the average workers. I've dealt with all these laws. They all make sense, but it depends on who's using them and to what end. But the UK, Boris Johnson was pushing for the referendum. Boris Johnson was happy when it happened. Boris Johnson could have been Prime Minister before Theresa May. He didn't want to be in there and go through this crap and live with the bargaining and the up and back. Now, when they remember he was kind of the guy who wanted it, let's put him in there because Theresa May can't get it done, he's kind of almost shamed into the position. So what is he trying to do right now? He's just trying to get them to break out of the EU, and then he'll deal with the chaos after. Because when there's chaos and everybody's saying, well, nobody told me this was going to happen or that was going to happen, he'll be standing on top of the thing saying, don't worry, I'm here to rescue you. You know, like Trump when he got in office, his first statement was, I've inherited a mess. Look at what Obama inherited after Bush's administration, and look at what Trump inherited. One is a real mess. The other one is a moving economy that has been growing and Trump has taken advantage of. Big difference. So Boris Johnson, watch him. If he gets to do what he wants, you're going to see the result of an authoritarian creating chaos and then trying to be the hero to clean it up. We don't need this crap. We need people who say we've got to find an answer. So back to my alter ego.
I want to, there's several other things that I want to cover, and I definitely want to cover some of the deals, and we're back to the wall again, and I want to bring it up because I'm sick and tired of listening to people who are not willing to read and do any research and do anything except talk about what they don't know or don't remember. The House Democrats... No, let's go back to the Republicans. They controlled the House and the Senate for a couple of years under Donald Trump. They wouldn't give him any funding for his wall. Is anybody asking the question why? I believe it was politically motivated because they figure in 2020 they could scream that the liberals are keeping things away from you, the public. In 2018, they offered Donald Trump, the Democrats, $25 billion for his wall. In return, they wanted to make sure that 1.8 million of the Dreamers would have a 10 to 14 year path to citizenship. Think about it, 10 to 14 years. The normal path to citizenship, if you come to America and you hold a green card, you have to wait your 5 years to be able to be eligible for any of the services that American citizens get. And then 5 years later, you can apply for your citizenship. Here, 10 to 14 years. Well, you know Miller, the wonderful Jewish kid, and I know that my co-host is going to hate that I'm going to say this, but I look at Miller and I look at Kushner as Hitler Jews. That's exactly what they are. And they're Jewish people, but they have no empathy and care for nothing or no one, very racist in the policies that they're putting in place. He walked away from $25 billion because he didn't want to give the Democrats anything. All right, his people wouldn't do it for him in 2 years, and the Democrats tried to do it for him, and he walked away from that. 2019, April of this year, they offered him a trillion dollar infrastructure plan so that we could finally take care of some of, listen, if you travel like I do and we do, you know that there are bridges and roads and issues that are happening all over the country. And what did he do? He walked away from that. You know why? Because he wants to give it to only private companies, let them fund our highways and byways and bridges. But what does that do? We get toll roads. Here in Florida, I'm going to tell you right now, they're converting a lot of the roads in Florida to toll roads. If you're making $7.25 an hour or $10 an hour, can you afford to pay tolls for every place you go? Highways, byways are a federal government responsibility and state government. We should not have to continue paying to ride these roads so these private companies can make more money. And oh, by the way, give him money on the side or his own construction companies or his buddies. Every time these Republicans get on TV, this is the crap that they are saying. And you know why they say it? Because you're not willing to go and do research and you're not remembering what happened the day before. So keep that in mind. 2 years, they gave him nothing except the tax cuts that only benefit Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, all their buddies. Didn't benefit me, and I'm pretty sure it's not benefiting old, you know, average workers. So please, please keep things going. That's one thing. I just got something from Diane Cracy in Facebook. Thank you for saying, you go, girl. I love that. I love it. And then Sherry Cooper, money and power, it's all about that. And it's true all over the world, by the way, not just here in America. It's all over the world. The difference is give people something so they feel like they have something to work towards, that they can take care of their families. Doesn't have to be a mansion. All of us cannot live in a mansion, drive Mercedes Benzes and all of this kind of stuff. But if you are squeezing me where I can't even buy milk, that's the problem. While you sit up there and you tell me you're one of me, I am amazed at Trump supporters who think that he's one of them. He's not one of you because you weren't born with a trust fund. He's not one of you because he's not living in your rickety shack that you might live in. He's not one of you because he can get medical care anywhere in the world, whenever the heck he wants. You cannot do that. He's not one of you because you can't take off work to be able to be with your family when your child is sick. Stop looking at wealthy people being one of you. What you need to do is make sure that the government at the federal and state and local level is working for you. So I want to get off of this now, and I do want to cover two very important things that are happening right now. If you live in North Carolina, 3rd Congressional District, remember when the Democrats took the House, we had North Carolina, the corruption that happened in the election. Very important because it actually went to court. And it was the Republicans, actually, it was the Republicans and Democrats, but it was the Republican majority that found that the Republican candidate stole and threw away black voters' votes, had people going out taking your absentee ballots and never, ever, ever taking it in. So there were some issues there. Well, guess what? The special election is taking place on September 10th. That's next week. People, go out and vote. Black people, please get up and have somebody drive you. If you can't move, you can't walk, but you need to go out and vote. You do not want the 3rd Congressional District to fall under another Republican and give Donald Trump this security that he thinks that he has in some of these southern states. Please go out and vote. I'm letting you know that the election is September 10th. Early voting started and ended yesterday, September 6th. Please go out and vote. No photo ID is required. A voter ID is, but you don't have to have a photo ID. Please make sure you go out and vote.
That's Remember, I've said, no matter how much money they spend to to try and advertise or do things. Understand what's going on. As my alter ego said, understand what happened. We have the opportunity to correct it. They can't buy your vote. If we all get up and get off our asses and go vote, we can change who's running that part of our life. As I said, look up Milton Hershey. Look at his travails to make a company that he did. And then look what he did for the people who worked for him to share his wealth. I believe in our system. But I've watched in the last 40 to 50 years the reaggregation of the money in the hands of the few rather than all of us sharing in it. So back to my alter ego.
And I'm speaking predominantly right now to black voters, Latino voters, but all voters, but black voters. You want certain things from your 2020 candidates, and I know that racism and discrimination is one of the major issues for blacks currently. The problem that I have right now with the feel of candidates, and I'm going to be very honest because I'm sick and tired of every time a candidate runs, whether it's a conservative or whether it's a liberal, is that all they talk about is the Midwest. The white men are upset because they're being left behind. You know what? Get over it. So are the rest of us, okay? We work very hard. We support a lot of you in some of these states with our taxes. And decisions that you make in life are what's affecting you. You can buy guns and you can buy boats and you can buy your trucks and you can put tons of tattoos all over your body. You may not have anything, but you turn around and you blame people who are working and trying to make it. This is about everybody, not about you. And I understand, black voters, that you absolutely feel that nobody is addressing some of the issues that affect the black community. But guess what? When Trump was running and he said to you, what do you have to lose? Every black person should have remembered the civil rights movement. Every black person should have remembered slavery. Every black person should have remembered Jim Crow. And I don't care if you don't come from this country. I don't come from here, and I know this history. And I'm very grateful for what blacks did to try to give us a level playing field. If you don't vote, you can't complain. If you don't participate, you cannot complain. That's as simple as that. Is the system perfect? Absolutely not. Is your marriage perfect? Is your relationship perfect? Are your kids perfect? There is no such thing. You can only strive to make it better. You must participate to get your voices heard and get what you want. This is not about your little needs. It's about your community needs. It's about the country needs. It's about the state needs. Look to the future. Right now, America is going backwards. We have China taking everything over. In my country, they've built a beautiful train system. Thank you very much, China. They added the third rail to the to our canal. Our canal. Thank you very much. Because America has decided they don't want to be bothered with these brown people. Why should we bother with them? They're in Africa building infrastructure. Now, I don't necessarily like that because you're trading one dependency for another, you know, country taking over your country for another. But if you got to move and you got to expand and somebody's willing to help you do that, that's where you go. You have got to pay attention, people of color, of what's going on. Women of color, you cannot be just running around talking about if we don't get a vice president who's a woman of color, we're not voting. What the heck is that? That's what happened.
You're giving away the country.
You're giving away your rights. You know, you got to think about the future and what you can have. And the problem with voters today, you vote for someone, you go and you forget all about it.
Your vote may not elect the person you want, but it will stop the wrong person from getting in office. So what you want to do is go out and vote for someone who isn't reaching in your pocket. My alter ego has said something that if you look at all the founding fathers who were basically white European descendants, they put in there, in order to form a more perfect union, they knew we are never perfect. They knew we're going to strive to keep improving it. That's what we're trying to get you to understand. We've got to go out. We improve it by voting and displacing people who do not deserve to be in charge of our country or any part of it. And it doesn't take money. It takes your vote. So Paul Garcia said at Facebook, look, I've seen prejudice in every country I've gone to. In Mexico, I was asked to sign a guest register when I took a few minutes to see an exhibit of art from, I think, Diego Garcia. The guy looked at me like, who am I, a gringo? So what did I put down in the book where it asked country? I put down Norte Americano. I'm part of North America. I don't know what you think you're part of. In other words, I live on this planet with everybody. So, again, I want to just say that we have to focus on what the thing is to do. We need to get rid of the people who are not serving us that we're paying. And again, the second thing, besides looking up Milton Hershey to get a good idea, months ago I talked about something that I want you to just look up, feudalism. It's, you could watch the movie Braveheart, where they all fought because the lords decided they could sleep with your wife before you did, whatever. Feudalism, it's what they're trying to restore. I will let my alter ego speak.
My co-host is going to remind you of where we are on Twitter.
On the internet.
So go ahead and
yeah, you can reach us on Instagram at AE, the word equals MC squared. And I'd like you to talk to your friends and everybody and share this. Tell them to look at what we've been talking about. Facebook, I'm AE, the equal sign, MC, the little carrot like an umbrella and a two. You can email us at AE, the word equals, MCSQ at gmail.com. You know what? I want you to go out and I need you to talk just as I've done when I've traveled. I go to countries, I find out what people do. Because I go there, somebody's paid for me to negotiate, make sure we can get a decent contract. But I find people are humans when you talk to them and interact. That's where we need to get. We will get there by voting. Voting, voting, voting. Anything that disturbs you, if you stick on one little issue, that I'm not getting a sticker on my buses that say I'm a human too, if that's what's keeping you from voting because somebody dissed you, you are sealing your own fate, period. Get out there and vote. That's the power that they want to keep you from using, period. So we've got only about a couple of seconds or a half a minute. I want to thank my alter ego. I really ask you, look up Milton Hershey's background, look up feudalism and understand what we're heading toward. We don't want to belong to anybody. We want to keep our freedom. That doesn't mean going out and not paying attention to what the president likes to call fake news. If it's fake, why does he want to talk to the press corps to put his things out there? He wants to keep everybody off balance while he steals from us. As I said, it's become more evident. I would gladly give my own time for the audit needed to investigate. They can't get numbers from the Pentagon. They can go to the House, to their own GAO, and get numbers of what's gone out from the budget and get the numbers of where it's gone. I can teach them how to go in their own books at the House and figure out how the money's being spent. They don't need the Pentagon to answer them. There are different ways. I don't let people trick me. I don't let them outflank me. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. Make sure everybody you know votes. Period. We can change what's going on. We can get rid of the criminal who's picking our pockets. Period. I don't care what your color, what your background. We're all from the same DNA when you listen to science. Stop taking the other as an answer. Take the idiots who are robbing us as what we need to get rid of. The Senate, we have to change. The president, we have to get rid of. I'm done. Another wonderful weekend. I appreciate anybody who's listening, and I would appreciate you sharing this. And send more things in. But don't think, I hate this, I hate that. I don't waste my time on hatred. I waste my time on trying to get rid of something that's destroying us. That's why I'm doing this. Period. Nobody pays me. This makes me feel I'm doing something for my country, my people, all of us. Thank you again. Have a great weekend. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And I have to say, I do see comments on Facebook. I don't answer them because if I stopped to do it, I wouldn't get anything else done. But I appreciate that you comment and think about it and move forward with these statements, okay? Have a great weekend, folks.